Yeah, obviously, you know, in the fourth quarter, we go down by one, but the response drive, you know, the going out there, running the football effectively, throwing the football effectively, and then ultimately, you know, being opportunistic and being able to punch that in and then get the two-point conversion on top of that. I think those are the drives you have to make in order to win football games, and I think it was a good step for us in the right direction.
Matt, talk about being
Yeah, it was. Strong catch. You know, when you're in the tight red zone and you obviously have a two-point conversion play, it's going to be tight coverage. And we knew that going in. We had a little, you know, a little deal that we have going all the time and tried to put in a spot where he can make a strong catch, and Harry did it.
You talk about Steven Jackson today. You know, he's seen some high 81 yards for him.
Yeah, I thought we ran the football really effectively today. I thought our offensive line did a nice job, and I thought Steven Jackson, you know, played extremely physical. He went out there running between the tackles and did a great job for us. So hats off to him. Thought he played really well. Hats off to our offensive line.
Matt, you just used the word opportunistic, and you said that would be a thing going into the season, into the second half of the season. One of the things they did is they picked up some defensive penalties that kept you on the field. You guys seem like you guys took advantage of it. Talk about that.
No question. You know, that's part of the game. When you get a call that goes in your favor, you know, you got to capitalize on that, specifically in the red zone. I think we were 2 of 4 down in the red zone today. So that was big for us to be able to punch it in and get a touchdown after we got the penalty, the defensive, I think it was hands to the face or something like that, the defensive penalty. So that was huge for us. Yeah, you know, sometimes after, you know, a tough loss like we had in London, you know, you'd like to be right back at it out on the practice field trying to correct the mistakes that you made. But I thought it came at a good time for everybody. You know, maybe get away for a little bit, you know, refresh, recharge the batteries. And I thought everybody came in with a really good mindset after the week off. I thought we had one of our better practices of the year Monday. With an extra day of practice, and I thought, you know, that would kind of that was kind of the mindset all week. So, you know, I think it came at a good time, and I think we handled it the right way.
What's the overwhelming feeling right now? Joy.
Joy. You know, it had been too long since we won a game. You know, it's always better when you come out on the right end. So we'll enjoy it tonight, but we also know, you know, with the way the division is shaking out, we're right in the mix. And, you know, we've got a long road in front of us, 7 games to go, but we got to try and knock them off one at a time.
The Saints lost, Carolina plays on Sunday, so you get like 1 game back. I didn't get your thoughts on that. Hey, there's still something out there.
Yeah, I mean, we know obviously where we stand and, you know, where, you know, what's in front of us. So still have 3 division games, you know, and 4 other games, and a lot of things can happen during that time frame. So can't worry about all the other stuff that's going on. We got to focus on ourselves and try and, you know, be 1-0 next week. I thought our offensive line did a great job today. Hats off to those guys. You know what? I think having some continuity week to week, I think was really good for that, really good for those guys. I think James Stone at center, you know, it's such an important position for us in terms of getting those guys on the same page. I think he's doing a tremendous job, and Ryan Schrader coming in at right tackle. I think the 5 of those guys being able to play a couple of weeks back-to-back and have some time during the bye week to work together, I think it's you know, very good for us moving forward. Yeah, you know, obviously every win you can get is big, and certainly with the way the division has played out so far this year, it keeps us right in the mix. And you know, we've got to keep the same mindset moving forward, try and knock these wins off one at a time, and hopefully at the end of the year we'll have enough to keep playing.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.